This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is Joy 94.9, and I am Russ Masterton. You are
Tad Lombardo,
and we are the Escape Hour, and we are going to talk about that topic that's hot, aren't we?
We are going to. That's for sure. I don't know how you feel, but I, for me, you know, I immigrated to this country in 1996, so I just felt a part of it.
Yep.
But for the first time, I actually feel loved by my country.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good. Yep. It is good. You know, we're not. I don't feel like we're bottom of the barrel. You know, and I think that's something that I think is important, you know, and not just for me. I'm 51 years old, but I think about the kids that are growing up today, and you know, they're not going to have to feel that way. And I think it's important. And I know we still have a few steps to go before it's actually legalized.
Yes.
But it will be.
So many mixed feelings that day. I can remember waking up, and all I can remember thinking, the polls. And ever since Trump was put into power, I just don't believe polls anymore. So I kind of thought, well, you know, fingers crossed the polls are right. But I wasn't going to take it as a sure thing that we were going to be, that the Yes campaign was going to win. And then when they won, I cried. I thought, oh, this so is just too good to be true. It was absolutely awesome.
Did you go out that night?
Well, I went to Trades Hall and I spent half an hour driving around trying to find a park, and I was so determined. And then I got there when it was lockout time and I couldn't get in.
I got in.
Did you?
It was fun. Yeah, I didn't stay there all night, but it was
Were you dancing?
I was.
Yeah? It was partying hard?
It was like Mardi Gras.
Did you get any proposals?
No.
No? Okay. What's wrong with you, Melburnians?
Well, I don't know. Still fresh, you know. People are not used to the idea yet, I guess. I don't know.
Well, two friends of mine got engaged.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they announced their engagement Wednesday afternoon, so I'm very happy for them. So that's great. They've been together for 18 years.
Yep.
And then incredible. As soon as the Yes vote came in, they got engaged, which was great. So,
It is, and it'll be nice to finally be at the point where we're not talking about same-sex marriage. We're talking about marriage.
Exactly.
And that's it. Do you know what I mean? And I think, you know, when a lot of the statistics came through, and, you know, I was quite interested in that, in the numbers and that sort of thing, it was actually quite fascinating, you know, with a couple of the federal MPs who remain nameless at this point. But, you know, they were so hard and fast about a no. Mm. Yet their electorates came back 75% yes.
Yes.
So to me, that says, number one, they're out of touch, not just with Australia, with their own electorate. They're not doing their jobs. And I think they should be sacked. That's just my opinion on that.
Look, you know, and I think, you know, the number one naysayer, I just wanted to, look, I'm just going to say it, I just wanted to throttle him yesterday because he was busy telling the whole world that it was...
Thanks to him.
It was his idea, and thanks to him, this is why, Screw you. We've got the yes vote. And anyway, I'm not going to talk about him because he makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
Absolutely sick. And I would never vote for that party anyway. They're vile. Vile, I say. I've got a question for you and our listeners. So if our listeners know the answer to this, they can message us in on.
You can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. You can call us on the telephone, 1-300-JOY-949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so here's my question for Tad and our listeners. Right. So when the bill is passed and we can finally get married, okay, so this is the travel show, so I'm thinking travel and weddings, okay. What happens when you get married in, say, you're from New York, for example, and you take your Aussie lover to New York and you get married there? Yep. Okay, once the bill's gone through, will it automatically mean that that's recognised here in Australia when you come back, or do you have to register here in Australia?
I'm not a lawyer, but I believe it will.
It will, okay.
I believe so. I'm pretty sure it will. There's some paperwork you need to fill out, but as far as I understand, it will. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. But
Well, if anyone is listening out in Joyland today who does know the answer to that question, we are by nature a bunch of travellers in the GLBTI community, and we travel a lot. And I could imagine a lot of our listeners wanting to travel to their favourite destination and tie the knot with friends and family. So if you do know the answer to that question, by all means, send us in a message and let us know. If you get married in New Zealand, for example, or Fiji, Hawaii, wherever, if it's legally recognised here in Australia once the bill is passed.
Yep. There are probably certain
paperwork that you have to fill out.
It's probably just a formality.
All right. So if you were going to get married overseas, Ted, where would you get married?
Oh, that's put me on the spot here now.
I know.
I'd say New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be romantic?
Yeah. My home city.
Central Park?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd you do
definitely.
It there? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brooklyn Bridge? Wouldn't that be an interesting
one? Brooklyn Bridge, Empire State Building, you know, lots of places.
God, you wouldn't do a Sleepless in Seattle, would you?
That's a bit tacky.
You'd be a wide awake in, you know, Yonkers or something, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
How exciting.
No, but there's so many different, you know, venues and places and clever ideas you can, you know, get hitched at, you know.
Well,
cool.
I have the magical list of top 10 places to get married in Australia.
Let's hear it.
All right. So, and some of these I quite like. They sound really cool.
Are these yours or did you find them somewhere?
No, I wish they were mine. Okay. Maybe I'll come back next week with mine.
Take credit for it. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
This week is what's renownedly known as the top 10 places to get married in Australia. Okay. And next week I'll come back with, a few faves of my own. Okay, so we've got Ayers Rock Resort.
Beautiful.
So that would be a beautiful sunset wedding. Yep. That'd be nice. We've got Paranilla Park in far north Queensland, which is subtropical and very beautiful. Yep. Redleaf Beach in Sydney, which is just a divine setting on the on the shores of Sydney Harbour there. Werribee Mansion in Melbourne.
Beautiful.
So, who hasn't been to Werribee Mansion for a bit of a lunch, good food, and a wedding or two?
Yeah.
Hayman Island in Queensland, amazing. If you actually need to leave our shores and say you've been overseas for a wedding, there's always Hayman Island. The chapel at Port Arthur in Tasmania. So, and that looked really cute when I was investigating that because there's no, it's just the shell of the chapel. There's no roof or anything on it. So you just go in there and marry there.
I hope for good weather.
I didn't do much research on this next one, and I have no idea why it's on the list, but it just sounded very Aussie to me. Boomerang Farm in Queensland. So, I don't know. You must throw boomerangs at each other and
must be a thing.
Well, I don't know. It's one way to hitch a bride, isn't it?
Knock them out.
El Questro Wilderness Park in WA. When I first started in travel 25 odd years ago, that was the biggest place in Australia to go to.
Really?
El Questro, because it's just this massive ranch in the middle of nowhere, and it's absolutely divine.
Right,
so if you're looking for something very different, El Questro is good. Abbey Beach in WA, and WA's beaches are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go in WA, those beaches are beautiful. And then Lindenberry Winery in Redhill in Melbourne. So that's where...
Who comprised that list? Is it just a tourism?
I believe it was the traveller.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so.
But that's something else that is quite interesting. The fact that now all that money that was probably being spent elsewhere.
Yes.
Can be spent in Australia, you know?
Exactly, right.
And supporting our own industries.
They're talking about it being a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
So
hello.
It's absolutely fantastic that it's staying here. And we do have a guest. So my last point on this exciting topic that we could talk about all day. How do you feel about becoming a marriage celebrant, Ted?
Am I doing that? Oh, in general? I hadn't thought about it.
I think you'd be great.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful personality, and it would be great for you to marry people. You'd be perfect as a marriage celebrant.
I've given up my current career
a few weeks ago.
I should maybe I'll consider that.
Well, I did have a bit of a look for you today.
Thank you.
I thought you might like to know. So you've actually got to contact the department, the Attorney General's department.
Okay.
And when you go there, you're going to complete a certificate four in celibacy.
Okay.
And if you actually look at
celibacy or celibacy,
well, no, that's what I thought too. Because I was doing my research this morning, and I'm looking at it all online, and I'm thinking, oh, that's weird. They were certificate four in celibacy. Why did you become a married celibate?
Catholic Church.
That's right. Who'd want to become a celibate if you had to be celibate? What the hell? So that's what you've got to do.
I'll keep that
in mind
because
I know you. Looking for another career.
I am.
So, when I get married, I'd certainly look you up.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.